the Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 25th, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. The White House is preparing a health policy framework that would extend Affordable Care Act insurance premiums subsidies for 2 years, Politico reported on Monday, a move that could put President Trump at odds with some of his fellow Republicans. That from Reuters. They report that millions of enrollees in ACA health insurance programs face sharp premium increases with the subsidies due to expire December 31. Meantime, Indiana is one of the states where drivers should expect a packed week on the roads. That as Thanksgiving travel ramps up across the state.
AAA says nearly 1.9 million Hoosiers will head at least 50 miles from home, marking another year of steady growth in holiday traffic. Christina Griffiths with AAA Hoosier Motor Club says the holiday remains the busiest travel week of the year.
Expecting a lot of people out traveling, either on the roads or flying. So it's about 82 million Americans that we're expecting from that period of Tuesday to Monday around Thanksgiving. And about 1.9 million of those are Hoosiers.
AAA notes these increases reflect national trends. Travel demand continues climbing, even as gas prices and weather concerns vary across regions. Officials also remind travelers that road congestion may spike when air travelers switch to driving following delays or cancellations.
90% of Indiana drivers plan to drive. AAA urges drivers to slow down near construction zones, watch for disabled vehicles, and pack emergency kits. And reproductive rights advocates say they're still considering next steps following a court ruling that reinstated North Dakota's abortion ban. In the meantime, they're laying out what the situation looks like for both patients and providers.
On Friday, the North Dakota Supreme Court reversed a lower court ruling that said the state's ban was unconstitutionally vague. Prairie Action's Amy Jacobson says the outcome creates health dangers for patients and legal confusion for physicians. She stresses it doesn't mean there are travel bans to states where abortion is legal, including neighboring Minnesota.
It is illegal to cross states and go and receive care, and we really want people to know that, and sometimes intentionally, abortion bans are intended to scare people.
That rhetoric surfaced as other Republican-led states with bans sought to restrict travel for such care, with those provisions being curtailed by the courts. Jacobson says she agrees with concerns the legal consequences will lead to a loss of OBGYNs, as seen with Idaho's ban. Backers in North Dakota's law say it's needed to protect unborn children, and in court they said opponents leaned on hypothetical arguments in challenging the statute. I'm Mike Moen.
This is Public News Service. An increasing number of Massachusetts families are embracing the practice now known as unschooling.
It's an educational approach based on the growing homeschool movement that allows for self-directed learning based on the student's personal goals. Roberta Van Black, a board member of Advocates for Home Education in Massachusetts, says there's been an uptick in interest since the pandemic as more parents seek alternatives to public schools.
You may say, you know, I want a very free form, let's just do what you're interested in today, and then you may discover that you have a child who likes workbooks and structure and likes having a schedule, so personality can just play into it as well.
Critics argue that unschooling lacks structure and could hinder students' ability to prepare for higher education. But supporters say self-directed learning improves critical thinking and provides kids with a supportive environment where they can explore their strengths and excel academically. This story is based on original reporting from Maria Probert with the Boston Globe. I'm Catherine Carley.
Next, a coalition of faith leaders says the growing number of book bans nationwide is a threat to religious freedom.
More than 2,400 books were challenged at public libraries nationwide last year. The most frequently challenged titles deal with gender, race, sexuality, and religion. In 2023, a federal judge blocked an Arkansas book ban from going into effect. Reverend Paul Brandeis Rauschenberg with the nonprofit Interfaith Alliance says libraries and religions are both keepers of stories that deserve protection.
This is a religious duty and responsibility of faith communities. Communities to show up for our broader community and show up for everybody in the community.
He says librarians work to ensure people of all backgrounds and faith traditions can access the books that are important to them, yet they're being harassed both in public and online. Support for this reporting was provided by the philanthropic foundation Carnegie Corporation of New York. I'm Freda Ross reporting.
Finally, in Tennessee, 459 kids in the foster care system still need permanent homes, and a new adoption partnership aims to change that.
The state is partnering with the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption through its Wendy's Wonderful Kids program. The partnership will support specialized recruiters to help older and high-risk youth find forever families, a move Ashley Zirick with the Tennessee Department of Children's Services says will bring child-focused adoption efforts to Tennessee and bolster the state's permanency work.
Find permanency for our longest waiting youth. Teens, sibling groups, youth with complex needs, those are the populations we typically see waiting the longest for permanency.
The foundation now funds two adoption recruiters in Tennessee and will add 12 more in the first year. Danielle Smith reporting.
This is by Clifford for Public News Service. Member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.